We're talking today with Frederick Eklund, the author of The Secrets of Selling Anything to Anyone. It's called The Sell. But many of us know Frederick from Million Dollar Listing New York, which has a new season 4 starting soon, but he's got a new book out. So you're a busy man, Frederick, aren't you?
Yes, so busy. It was only a coincidence, actually, that the show and the book is coming out basically the exact same time. Book tomorrow, show on Wednesday.
Well, maybe there's some other forces at work here to kind of put things together.
I like to believe that, yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this book. It not only kind of gives people an inspiration of being able to learn how to sell, whether it's themselves or a product or something, but it's also a little bit of, I mean, it's a lot about you. There's almost like a life story that goes into this book. What made you decide to go ahead and share these details with the public?
Well, I think that hopefully people can find inspiration in my stories. You know, I grew up in the suburbs of Stockholm in Sweden. I came to New York 13 years ago with nothing. I didn't have a Rolodex. I didn't know anyone. I didn't know the streets and the neighborhoods. And today, I am the number one real estate agent in New York City out of 30,000 agents, second year in a row, and closed $1.1 billion last year. And I think one of the keys to my success is that I am integrating my personal life into my business. If you follow me on social media, you see I mix it all up. And that's sort of my theory to be successful and also be happy, is to being authentic to who you are. And I learned that the hard way, because I think most of us do that mistake when we're new to something. We move to a new city or a new job or a new school and new industry. We start a new company. We're almost afraid of that people are not going to be able to take the 100% proof us, so we water ourselves down or get nervous or lock ourselves in. So, yeah, to put my personal story into a book about selling yourself is a very important part about selling.
How do you go about, as an individual, sort of discovering who you are, what it is that society wants us to be, as opposed to what we are kind of in our deepest, darkest thoughts, in a sense?
Well, the easiest way to do that is to go back to the young you. Like in my case, the four-year-old Frederick. I mean, I think when you look at kids, it's really interesting because kids are so amazing. You know, they're very happy and they can cry sometimes, but they're very, they're all, you know, quirky and sometimes eccentric and funny. And they're just, you know, they have all these dreams. And then I think what happens to all of us is that when we grow up, we have all these naysayers and people that say that we can't, and the world is kind of pulling us down. So I have this theory that if you go back and look at yourself when you were a little boy or girl, and then try to sort of bring that little Frederick with you into the conference rooms of these very, like, conservative, high-pressure environments, people are going to recognize that and appreciate that, and you're going to just be more memorable and have more fun and ultimately be more successful.
There's a lot of times with social media now, even they have like a Throwback Thursday, people take old pictures of themselves and post them up there.
I love that, yeah.
And a lot of times you kind of see a person, potential, so much potential sometimes in those pictures, and you wonder if that matches.
I think it's also, it puts things in perspective too. It's so nice to, like, you know, you see this, like, you know, Jennifer Lopez is a client of mine. Well, I just sold her an apartment, and you look at her, she's so much, and then she posts a photo of herself as an 8-year-old on social media, and you feel, once again, you feel it's so authentic, and it's so amazing, and it's so unedited, and it's great. I love it.
Speaking of being unedited, sometimes you come across that way, a sense. We know you from the Million Dollar Listings New York with such enthusiasm. Do you ever kind of feel embarrassed about that, or how do you kind of come to grips with that's who you are, and I'll do my high kick whether they want it or not?
Yeah, I think the high kick is very important to me. It's sort of my trademark, and it's very authentic. I've been doing it since I was 4 years old. You can't please everyone. The good thing about this show, what the show has really taught me, is that the more, once again, not enthusiastic perhaps, but the more me I am, the more likable or hopefully lovable I am on television. I've really done everything. I mean, I cried. I've been humiliated. I got married. I mean, God, who does that? I really, just me. I think going back to celebrities, I think that's really interesting. When you work with big celebrities, everyone's so nervous around them. And, you know, I was too in the beginning of my career. But now I'm just me, colorful, eccentric, crazy Frederick. And they look at me and they're like, wow, he must be really confident. He must be really good at what he does because he's just so wild. You don't have to be a freak out there. But I think in sales, It's about people. It's about trust and building a trust. And people can smell a fake. So I think it's really, really important when you're selling anything to just be you.
The better you are to being you, the more you can keep that up. And it's not as if you're, you know, living a lie or creating something that's not you. And I guess what you attract more people who would want your services or be with you because they just like you.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, my perfect example is, like, let's take clothing, right? I like suits, so that's authentic to me, but you don't have to dress up in fancy suits. If you like to dress up in T-shirts, then own that. Make that your trademark. Really brand that and wear it every day and just talk about it. Walk into a meeting and say, look at my T-shirt. I love wearing T-shirts. Because the point, I think, of this entire discussion is people love what's authentic, and people love when you love something and really say that. So,
the book is called The Sell. What are we selling?
Well, we're selling ourselves. I mean, that's all of this. You're your own brand. You're your product. And I sell real estate today, right? But I could be selling anything. And I've been selling my entire life. I think we're all selling at all times. I mean, if you've been on a date, you're selling. You go to a job interview, you're selling. You're negotiating with a lot of people all day long, even your loved ones, unfortunately, when you're not even thinking about it. We're all trying. Selling is really, to put it simply, to get what you want out of life.
You have a lot of motivation in this book, and the book is very much in a first-person sense. So I'm reading the book, and you're actually talking to me. You're giving me some directions, you know, go along with it. And one of the things that I liked in here was the alarm clock situation, and I deal with this every morning.
A lot of people respond to that.
When you basically, at one point, you just said, if you stay in bed, you're just like everybody else. It's kind of like a motivator to get up because I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be.
Yeah, and I say that about my dogs, too. You know, the difference between them and me is that after I feed them at 6 a.m., they run back to bed. And, you know, they're my best friends, but they're dogs. And I have a bigger dream than they do. So I think the first 30 seconds of your day, which is when the alarm clock goes off, and we all know that moment. It's nasty. It's cold. It might be raining outside. Your joints are hurting. You feel so tired. And to wake up, or hopefully jump up, the alarm signal, I have this trick that I play a Swedish song, ABBA, Money, Money, Money. It's just funny. But something that, like, reminds you, an alarm signal that reminds you that wake up, get out of bed. Because if you can do that, that is 90%. Getting out of bed early, getting a head start of your competition is everything.
Right. There's many times you wake up later and you thought, man, if I just got up 2 hours earlier, my whole day would have worked a lot better, you know, than it is.
That's right.
The way it goes through there. You have some phrase in here called failing or fail up, to fail up. Explain what that means.
Well, it's not so much that you need to fail. It's just that you shouldn't be so afraid of failing, because once you realize that failure is such an important part of who you are, if you look back at all the failures, if you really do that, I think we can all agree that they were important. They weren't fun, and they were difficult to overcome and pick yourself up and dust yourself off and move on, but it was important to who you are today. So today, it's not that I'm looking for failure, because that would be strange, but I'm looking for, not looking, but I'm trying to identify when I feel fear, when I'm scared of something. Like I have this little red signal, tick, 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 tick. So why am I scared of starting this new venture or going that direction or getting myself out of my own comfort zone? So it's not that I'm looking for failure, but I'm looking for when I'm scared of failing, because that's really interesting. That's a roadmap of where maybe I should go. And also the naysayers, that's a whole other subject. That's really interesting to me, too. When people are constantly telling me no of something, maybe that's when I should go straight towards that no.
Be the pioneer, being the person leading the way, I guess, in that.
Yeah, like
that
moving
direction.
To New York, everybody told me no. I mean, starting my company back home from New York on the other side of the world, people said no. When I, you know, I was going to write this book, people said no. When I was going to do this show, people said no. I'm sure people can identify with this out there, because we all have these people around us that want us to do well, but only to a certain level. And I call them the naysayers.
The book is called The Sell. We've been speaking today with Frederick Eklund. He has written the book. It's The Secrets of Selling Anything to Anyone. You can also see him now on the new season of Million Dollar Listing New York. Frederick, thanks for sharing a part of your day with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.